Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari, and today we're discussing the superhero TV for the week of October 13th, 2014. I'd like to first apologize that it's taking so long to get this up.
Yeah, you were in Canada?
For a while, and then I got back and I had to work extra, so it took a really long time, and I'm really sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry to people that have to wait, I promise. It won't happen again, maybe this week, but that's the last week that happened.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, there's a lot of shows to cover, so.
Yeah, I also had to watch the shows.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch any of them when I was in Canada, so.
Yeah. All right, so let's get right into our news. So each week we do a little bit of TV superhero news before getting into the superhero TV shows of the week. So we boil it down to a few things. The first thing I wanted to talk about was the debut of the trailer for Powers. This came out at New York Comic Con. And you just checked it out. What did you think of the trailer for Powers?
I thought it was interesting that they were swearing.
Mm.
I don't know, like, we don't really see a lot of...
gritty stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. And all the superhero TV that we watch is on cable TV. And it makes me wonder, like, how interesting... Imagine a superhero show, like, on HBO or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be really awesome.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know if they've confirmed how intense the Netflix shows are going. Because obviously, things like House of Cards and stuff like that, and Orange New Black have a lot of, like, nudity, and I'm pretty sure they have swearing, right?
Yeah, I think, I haven't watched Orange is the New Black, but I know they swear in House of Cards.
Yeah, so, I don't know, like, I feel like they're gonna try to probably keep PG-13, because of, like, the Marvel brand, but, I mean, even in PG-13, you can have one swear per movie.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I won't skip over Powers exactly, but Daredevil, a lot of the things I've been hearing about Daredevil is that it is a lot more brutal and dark than a lot of the other Marvel stuff we've seen. But the Powers trailer, I mean, to me... It had a different vibe, and I did like I hadn't heard the part about how he used to have powers and he lost them.
Yeah.
I thought that was sort of interesting. It doesn't totally grab me, though.
Yeah.
I'll check out the pilot. I'll see what I think, but I'm not super pumped for it.
I agree, and also the fact that it's not even going to be on...
like actual TV.
Actual TV, because where is it going to be, Dan?
PlayStation Network.
Yeah,
yeah,
so... that's why it's not going to do well. So I don't know what they were thinking, especially, like, if you want to start, like, a new show on a new medium like that, you better do something that...
has a lot of brand recognition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe do a different superhero TV show people can recognize. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. I we'll see how this goes. I mean, I do know that, you know, if it gets good... the other thing is, it has to have a really good critical acclaim if it's going to... make it, I think. If people are like, then it's just gonna fall apart, I think, probably. But getting to Daredevil, have you seen the one image? I have a link there if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, what did you think?
I don't know.
From what I've heard, so that costume that they have, the one image of Daredevil, is an early costume. So he's supposed to get his more traditional costume probably by the end of the season. I agree, that image... yes, it's moody and gritty and all that stuff, but that costume isn't... I'm not a big fan of it.
I didn't like the costume. It looked... I'm hoping it's, like, you know, when Spider-Man first became Spider-Man, he put on some, like, random old raggedy costume.
Yeah.
Because he did something really quick.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's one of those things.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I wouldn't want it to stay that way.
It doesn't seem like a Daredevil costume. Like, it's okay if it was, like, a different kind of...
early,
you know,
version.
Batman has, like, 20 versions, but they're all kind of... minus, like, the really old Adam West one, but they're kind of all similar.
Yeah.
Like, this one's not... it's not really similar, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but everything else I've heard from that comic... So we haven't been able to see the footage they debuted at Comic-Con, but all the things that I've heard from press sounds awesome. Apparently, Kingpin sounds really, really cool, and, like, a very complex villain, and it's supposed to be very violent and intense, and so I'm pretty excited for this show.
Yeah, I am too. When does it start? I know next year, but, you know...
I'm pretty sure they don't have a date yet. I'm kind of assuming February or March. We're going to do a tiny bit. We're going to do the quick version of some superhero movie news, just because there was such big news last week, both in Marvel and DC.
Okay, so let me say the Marvel one, and then you can say the DC one. So Iron Man is going to be in Captain America 3. Another one of those versus, like, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Captain America versus Iron. I think that's becoming the new thing now.
Yeah. That's actually a good point. I wonder if that was sort of in response to, oh, they're doing Batman versus Superman, we should do this.
Maybe, yeah,
Yeah.
maybe. I don't know. But is Marvel really taking tips from DC? Like,
That's a good
honestly,
question.
when it comes to
Yeah.
their movies,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. I know
Yeah.
that Robert Downey Jr. is getting paid a lot of money, like
Yeah.
a lot, movie.
So I think it's very interesting because so before the movies became a big thing, before Iron Man was like this huge movie deal, my only real knowledge of him was from Civil War, which is the comic they're basing this idea off of. Which is, for people who don't know, Civil War was this whole thing where you had this like young, inexperienced superhero make a big mistake that ended up causing a lot of people their lives. And so the government was like, okay, we can't just let anybody be a superhero anymore. We have to crack down on this. And so they had this whole thing called the Superhero Registration Act, where they were making you basically give up your secret identity, you'd get a government job, you'd be trained by the government, you'd get money from the government, but anybody who didn't comply was officially illegal now. And so the big thing was that it led to this big civil war because Iron Man was behind this and thought it was the right thing to do. And Captain America thought it like ruined all your civil liberties and all that stuff. And Iron Man even got Spider-Man on his side and got Spider-Man to reveal his identity. It was a huge deal.
That doesn't really make sense to me because at least from the movie universe characters we know, Captain America would totally follow authority, and Iron Man would. Well, actually, also it doesn't make sense because they already know their identities. Like,
Yeah. Okay, so there's a few things that are gonna. The thing is that so they're sort of doing this story, but they're gonna have to make some big changes. A, because yes, everybody sort of knows everyone's identity in this version, right? Captain America, I think if you really think about it, it does sort of still fit. I mean, think about how after everything that happened with S.H.I.E.L.D., you're not gonna necessarily trust people to just, take away your freedom. He would believe that, you have the freedom to do what you want to do. But the thing is that in that story, Iron Man was pretty much a villain. So then when they introduced him into, the movies, I was like, this is very different from the Iron Man that I know. Because he wasn't like a villain, but he was like a good political villain in that like he believed he was doing the right thing, but he was shoving it down people's throats. And I can see them sort of making it go down that road after maybe Avengers 2, after he thinks that, like, oh, we have too much power, we're causing too much mayhem. But it is a big character shift for him if they make him more antagonistic.
well, does that mean that he's going to be in Avengers 3?
I don't know. So, okay, so also, this is a kind of a big. I mean, I'm assuming you probably know this, but semi-spoiler, I'm going to say for the comics is that the other thing is that the end of Civil War ends with Captain America being killed. So, because of Chris Evans's contract, I'm assuming Captain America 3 will end with Captain America being killed, and so Cap probably won't be in Avengers 3, but Iron Man, I don't know how that will end up going. It's interesting.
Well, that's interesting because Captain America still has. He was still signed on to do Avengers 3.
Yeah, so I don't know what they'll do with that. Maybe he'll end up in some other. Yeah, I don't know what they'll do, but I'm pretty strongly believe that he'll end up being killed because that make it makes sense because then Winter Soldier will come up and take his place.
I'm so excited! I wish that would stay as part
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. I think that will all be good. We don't want to spend too much time on this movie stuff, so I think we should get to the DC news unless you have anything else you wanted to say.
Oh, I think we're all set
Yeah.
here.
Okay, so the DC news is crazy. They announced everything they're doing until 2020. It's a ballsy move. I don't know that I believe them.
Don't
But
believe they're lying?
I don't believe that it's actually. I don't believe all these movies will actually happen. I think they are planning it, but. Okay, so I'm gonna read the list real quick and then we can talk about it. So, 2016, we're getting Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad. 2017, we're getting Wonder Woman and Justice League Part 1. 2018, we're getting The Flash and Aquaman. 2019, we're getting Shazam and Justice League Part 2. And 2020, we're getting Cyborg and Green Lantern. And the other piece of news here is that The Flash is being played by Ezra Miller. Do you know who that is?
He was the guy in that movie,
Perks of Being a
Perks of,
Wallflower. Yeah, he was the friend in that. So that's an interesting piece of news. So this is a huge amount of stuff. I think it's an odd layout. Like, why are you doing Suicide Squad before you do like Wonder Woman or any of these other, like, because they're not even going to be part of Justice League, probably, so that feels weird. I am excited about Suicide Squad and Wonder Woman and Aquaman. I'm excited about a lot of these, but it just seems like, I don't know. What if you debut Wonder Woman and Batman v Superman and everybody hates her? Or what if, like, I don't know. You're going to do a Cyborg movie by himself? It seems like a lot of things that seem kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, they're trying so hard to compete with Marvel,
Yeah.
so hard, but I'm afraid they're gonna just fall. 'Cause did you hear about the other rumor that Robin is gonna be in it? But it's spoiler alert,
Yeah.
Robin's gonna be in it, but it's gonna be like a female Robin.
I vaguely heard it, but I didn't know the specifics of the female thing.
Yeah, so it was gonna be a female Robin. And actually, there was an actress that's rumored. I forget who. It's someone famous too, but I forget now who it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like Batman versus Superman movie, it's gonna be crazy to have
Yeah.
every single person in it.
It sounds a lot like the Amazing Spider-Man 2, how they just throw in like 50,000 characters and hope that it works. It just, I'm excited to see a new Batman movie. I just rewatched Dark Knight Rises last night, and I was like getting pumps. I'm like, I want another Batman movie. But oh, the other thing I should mention is that they didn't announce a solo Batman or solo Superman movie, but they said that doesn't mean that they're not happening. They just haven't announced it yet. So,
So let's add like another Batman movie in 2019, another Superman movie in 2018. They're releasing like three movies a year.
probably. I mean, not, maybe not every. I think a minimum of two every year. Some years three. It sounds like to me. The thing that I'm most, I mean, they were talking about Suicide Squad might have who's that guy that every girl likes, that who,
Ryan
yeah,
Gosling.
they might have Ryan Gosling, it might have Will Smith.
No, but Ryan Gosling's also rumored to be Doctor Strange.
Yeah, which is
Yeah.
interesting. I don't, yeah, so there's a lot of crazy stuff happening right now. But we'll see. I'm excited about Wonder Woman. I'm excited if Aquaman, if they pull off Aquaman, that could be really cool visually, but it's
I
a
also have no idea what they're going to do for
Yeah,
Aquaman.
I don't really know. Well, the one thing that I thought was pretty intriguing is the idea of Justice League Part 1 and Part 2, because it just sets up the idea of a cliffhanger at the end of 1, right? That's what makes sense to me. Except that then I don't understand. So do you think that they'll do Part 1 and then the Flash, Aquaman, and Shazam will be like prequels to Part 1? Because if it ends in a cliffhanger, then how are they going to go off and have their own storylines in between the two parts? I don't really know, but
Marvel did all of their like prequels before the Avengers movies.
yeah. So I don't really know how that works, but we'll see. We should get to the TV stuff though. All
Yeah, we could
right.
talk about this for
Yeah.
hours.
All right. So Flash, episode 2, Fastest Man Alive. What did you think?
So, let me first talk about every opening where he like does that, "Hi,
Yeah.
I'm Barry Allen. I'm the Flash," or whatever. I forget what he says
Yeah.
now. I think it's so cheesy. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. I get it. Well,
That's a
think
feedback.
about, I mean, don't forget. I can't, until you said that, I completely forgot. Remember when Ollie used to have narration in the first few
Yeah.
episodes? So maybe they'll drop it.
Well, he still kind of does, but his narration is really dark.
Yeah.
He's like, to be something else. Like, what does he say? He's like, to be somebody else or something. And then,
Yeah,
but this is like, "Hi, I'm Barry
yeah.
Allen. Welcome to my world." So cheesy,
I don't
and
know. It gives it charm, in my opinion.
I mean, it's not like bad necessarily.
Yeah.
It's just not good either. I don't know. I just wanted to
Yeah.
mention it.
Actually, that reminds me, I didn't write this down as a con, but another con that I would have added would be the flashbacks for this
Oh God,
episode.
yeah, I
Like,
hate those
we don't, I
flashbacks.
hope they don't do that every week. We don't need that. But, okay, so overall for me, I really liked the episode. It was one of my favorite episodes of
It was your
TV this
favorite
week.
episode of Flash too.
No, of the four shows we're going to talk about, it was high up there for me. It was just a lot of fun. It was just, good, silly, goofy fun, and I thought the visuals were like phenomenal. I can't remember being more impressed by TV visuals ever.
Yeah, no, the visuals were definitely good with the villain.
Yeah, it
That
was.
was crazy for a TV show. That
Yeah,
must have cost a lot of money.
I think that comes like season two, I'm gonna be so much more invested in watching Flash fights than I am gonna be Arrow fights. 'Cause it's, I feel like the action in Arrow is getting sort of repetitive, whereas like I think that this Flash stuff is gonna be really cool.
Flash, it's more villains who are like have actual
Yeah.
superpowers, whereas Arrow is just like criminals
Yeah.
and
I was talking with my dad about that too, about Gotham and how both Gotham and Flash so far are doing like villain of the week kind of thing, but the Flash ones are like fun to watch, and the Gotham ones are like I have a weird staff thing that pokes your eye out. I don't know
Yeah.
if
We'll talk about it when we get to
that. Yeah.
Gotham. Actually, wait. I'm trying to think. Did Gotham have any good villains? Like any week with a good villain?
I
Who's the
mean,
guy before the balloon
oh,
man?
the kidnapper people, they were okay.
I like them. I
Yeah,
thought they were creepy.
they were fun. Though I will say we never got any follow-up on who the doll, remember they had the whole thing with the doll maker was kidnapping these kids and nobody ever went after the doll
Oh,
maker.
I'm sure it'll come
Yeah.
back. Anyway, Flash
But
is the fastest man alive.
yes. Okay, so a few of my pros. Visuals, again, I thought that was great. The whole final fight with the thousands of multiplexes were great. I thought the father-son thing with him and I think his name is Joe is the detective, had its ups and downs, but over by the end of it, I liked it.
Yeah, I like that relationship, though. Honestly, if their relationship was father and son, it's kind of weird that he has a crush on the girl.
Yeah, my dad was talking about
Because
that.
that means, like, people who grow up together usually, like, psychologically don't have feelings for each other because it becomes
Yeah.
a sister-brother relationship, but he still has a crush on her. I
Yeah.
don't know. I feel like it's kind of weird.
It is interesting because also like my dad was like, how dumb is she that she doesn't know that he likes her? And I was like, they grew up as like brother and sister, so maybe she like can't even possibly think about him that way. And I think it like sort of works as this unrequited love thing, but if they eventually have them get together, I think it's gonna be odd for her to make that switch, you know? If he always
Yeah.
felt that way, that would be one thing, but if she switches from I always saw you as my brother, it makes it weird.
Yeah, also, like, when you bring home your boyfriend for Thanksgiving, it's not really bringing him, you're actually just bringing him to his house, too. Like,
Yeah. It's odd how many father figures they're giving him between Joe and Harrison Wells and his
yeah.
actual dad still being around, and he has like no mother figure. It's
Yeah.
odd.
Another thing to actually mention, talking about Joe, I think it's interesting that in The Flash, so like the detective knows about his secret, but the detective's daughter doesn't.
Yeah.
Whereas in Arrow, the detective's daughter knows, but the detective doesn't.
Yes.
I think that's an interesting,
That
like, you
is
kind of
interesting.
getting both, like, yeah.
I think it would be really fun to have the two detectives meet. That could totally happen.
Oh, that would be really
They should
cool.
totally like team up. They should have an episode just about the two detectives.
I would love that.
Yeah, that would be
And
fun.
then, yeah, I just, yeah, and then, yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Good idea.
Couple of other things I liked. I liked the whole thing about how he was like getting weak over and over, and then they revealed that he needs to eat a lot in order to, you know, deal with all the, I guess, calories he's burning. But
Yeah, he needs
yeah.
sugar.
Yeah,
That's what they said.
which is, yeah, that's from the comics, and that's like, you know, it's a fun thing. I don't know if they're gonna just have him constantly eating every episode, but it was just fun. And I also do like that they're talking about how he's sort of insecure and, you know, doesn't really believe in himself and he needs you to sort of bolster him up. He's a very different hero from Oliver, which I think is a nice change of pace.
Well, because Barry Allen was a nobody,
Yeah.
and Oliver was never a nobody. He was
Yeah.
always somebody, and so, you know, what, imagine if, like, all of a sudden I had superpowers. I would be insecure.
That's true. And then so then we also had I had a few things I liked with the villain that Multiplex is going after, Simon Stagg. He's actually from the comics. He helps create Metamorpho. I don't know if you know who that is, but
No.
I liked his little scenes with Harrison. I thought that they had, you know, good chemistry between the two them too. And then of course the ending thing with Harrison killing him, I thought was pretty strong.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and just sort of because like I had a friend who after watching the first episode was like, oh, is that Flash from the future?
Yeah, I was just about to say there are some theories that he's
Yeah.
Flash from the. Isn't there like an anti-Flash or
There
something?
is. There's Professor Zoom, the reverse Flash.
Is that going to be a thing now?
I guess so. Yes. Yeah. He's definitely Professor Zoom is definitely coming. I've seen pictures online of him, but so I don't know if they'll call him Professor Zoom, but. But we'll
Yeah, it's
see.
kind of a dorky name.
Yeah. A few other cons for me this week were, I just feel like Iris is kind
Oh
of, eh.
yeah,
Yeah.
I don't really like her.
Well, just because they were, I didn't like the fact that she's in school. She was like, I don't like journalism. I don't like science. What do you, like, what is she learning? She's just a waitress right now who doesn't like learning. And it's like, I
But
don't.
she got interested when she wants to figure out what that red streak is.
Yeah, that just seems like so tropey, and I wasn't a huge fan of that.
I
But
mean, that's what happens in like every super movie.
yeah.
The love interest wants to figure out who the superhero is.
Yeah.
And I feel like that happens more with DC Comics than with
Yeah,
Marvel.
no, it definitely felt very Lois Lane, very.
Yeah.
They even had some Batman people do that with Batman in some of the previous movies. And then, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did you have an issue with the fact that Multiplex was kind of, this, like, kind of bleh villain? I just because of his visuals, I didn't really have that much of an issue with it, but.
I liked his power. I liked the visuals, but like there was no meat there. I
Yeah.
don't know. Like there was just like, yeah, cool power, but it distracts you from actually stuff that's missing,
Yeah.
which like I didn't really mind too much because the
Yeah.
power was so
Yeah,
cool
I
that you kind
agree.
of didn't need to know focus on it. But at the
Yeah.
same time, like if they always have their villains be this way, it's gonna get boring, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, there are a few things that I can point to in this episode that I'm like, okay, they made this mistake, they made this mistake. But overall, coming away from it, I was like, this is a lot of fun. I like this show. And so, any of these little mistakes, I don't really mind. Okay, so the one thing that really seemed odd to me is the beginning of the episode, Caitlin Snow, the other assistant person, was like really mad at him, like out of nowhere, being like, you can't be using your powers for these things. And I feel like the end of the pilot was like they were all on board for him using his powers for all these things. It seemed
Yeah,
odd.
that came kind of out of nowhere, I think. I don't
Yeah.
know, but oh, another thing. So you know in Arrow, they usually have like a lot of little villains, but then there's like one season villain.
Yeah.
Are they gonna have a season villain
I'm
for
assuming
Flash?
they're setting up Harrison in that capacity.
Can't be that villainy if he's like they're friends.
Well, I think he has some sort of plan. I mean, he murdered Simon, so.
Yeah. I guess I was hoping to see some like I'll give it a shot.
I'm guessing, at minimum, people like Captain Cold and stuff will not be around for just one episode. They're not going to kill off Captain Cold in one episode. He's a much bigger villain than that. And well, okay, I don't. I mean, again, I don't know how much you want me to give away based on comic stuff, but let me just say that, like, I know who killed his mom, and they're setting him up.
Okay, so don't say it just in
Okay.
case.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that will. And also, I'm assuming we're having that Flash Arrow crossover. I'm assuming they'll sort of maybe introduce some villains through that too. It would be interesting. I mean, it would be kind of cool if, like, next episode, Komodo came over to Flash or something, like that kind of thing.
I agree.
They should flip-flop villains and stuff. All right. Well, I would give Flash a B plus. I don't know what you would do, but
I would give it a B.
okay. All right, Arrow.
I like this episode.
Yeah.
Arrow started out really well this season, I
Yeah,
think.
me too.
I think this is a really emotional episode, though some things didn't really make sense to me. You put Felicity as a pro, and though I like her character,
Yeah.
I thought it was weird how emotional she got over Sarah's death. Like, were
Yeah.
they ever that close?
Well, that's a good point, because there were a couple. I felt the same way about Diggle.
Yeah, also Diggle. Diggle and Sarah. I mean, I get that, for example, if my friend's friend died and I saw
Yeah.
my friend really sad, I would also feel sad.
Yeah.
But also, like, Ollie wasn't really showing that much sadness because he was trying to be, like, tough.
Yeah.
Like, right when Felicity saw, she's like, oh
Yeah.
my God, it's
Well,
Sarah! And I'm like,
the one part of it
yeah.
that I did think made sense was the whole thing of how he saw her as like this powerhouse who could never be taken down, that she was like this, he was jealous of her, and she thought, and just seeing someone so powerful like that killed is a kind of a wake-up call that, like, it's gonna happen to all of us. And I think it also sort of connected with her feelings about Oliver, and just seeing, like, if Sarah can die, even Oliver can die. I can sort of see that. I do agree it was a bit much, but I can also sort of understand that being like the crying. I agree was maybe a bit much, but the idea of it being a wake up call and being like, I know what I want to, do with my life. I want to actually make something of it.
Yeah, no, I agree that the reaction was right on board, but like
Yeah.
Maybe I think the crying was just a little bit overboard, but that's not a big deal. It's not enough for me to like dislike that
I had a
character.
bigger issue with Diggle because I feel like we barely ever saw him interact with Sarah, and A, he named the kid Sarah, which I guess felt like it was supposed to be this beautiful moment where I'm like, but did you even care about Sarah? Like, it's like, I don't know. Remember when on Lost, Desmond named his kid Charlie, and it was like this great moment? It was because you really knew that like Desmond really cared about Charlie.
Yeah, they were like best friends.
Yeah. And so this I felt like was aiming for the same thing, but didn't feel earned.
Because they hardly ever interacted or anything. No, I
Yeah.
thought it was they were trying to make it something, and it didn't end
Yeah.
up
And
being
I
that.
also feel like this whole thing was a cheat with the making Diggle be reinvolved with everything, being like, I have to get her killer. It's like, did you really care about Sarah? I don't know about that. Like, it just.
Like I would understand if, Ollie was like, we gotta get him, we gotta
Yeah.
get the killer, and Diggle was like, well, I'll, my friend,
Yeah.
I'll stick by her side.
Yeah.
But for Diggle to be like, oh yeah, like
Yeah.
I'm like to kind of initiate that call was kind
Yeah.
of, I don't know,
Yeah, it seemed a
kind of
bit
out of place.
much. But on the positive side, I thought Ollie did a really good job. His sort of thing talking about like how he doesn't want to die here, he doesn't want to just end up not doing anything, I thought was a really big powerful
Well, what
moment.
does that mean? He doesn't want to die here. Like he doesn't want to just die as the arrow? Is that what you're saying? Like he wants to like
Yeah, he wants more for himself. He doesn't want to just die at like 33 in a bloody battle, I guess is what he's going for.
but he doesn't want to date Felicity. So what does that mean?
I think this is sort of the first step towards him dating Felicity, to be honest.
But let me guess, by the time that he gets ready, Felicity's gonna move on to
Yep.
Barry Allen.
Yep. Or Ray Palmer or whatever.
Well, actually, you were right. In the trailer, I went back. I never seen that trailer before, actually. It was Felicity that he kissed.
Yeah.
Barry Allen kisses Felicity.
Yeah, so we're gonna get a lot of TV tropes here, but I did like that, him sort of having that realization that he's been having this crusade this whole time and that it's not necessarily what he wants for himself for the rest of his life. I personally really connected. I thought that it was a nice touch that right at the beginning, he started calling Thea, just being like, seeing someone lose their sister made him immediately think of his sister and need to hear her voice. That worked for me really well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I like that part too.
Yeah. And I just think Stephen Amell did some really nice understated acting in this episode in general.
Yeah, I actually liked everyone's.
Yeah.
Yeah, his acting was really good. I liked Laurel this episode.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Laurel, I mean, I tweeted that I mean, her best episode ever for her.
Yeah, I agree too. I think it was her best episode, and I'm hoping that they're moving her character into a better direction than
Yeah.
she's been so far, because I'm kind of tired of the. Oh, she's taking drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, I'm
Yeah.
just, it's just not.
I mean, especially, I thought that scene with the guy in the hospital where she starts, like, breaking his arm or whatever, that was an intense scene, and she did a really good job with it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, I like that scene.
Yeah.
Actually, okay, so another thing that it didn't really affect how I saw the episode, but I
Yeah.
just thought it was weird and really unrealistic. I get why they didn't tell, why Laurel didn't tell her dad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't get it. Like, I kind of get it, but I don't get it. I don't
Yeah.
know. How can you have a funeral? Like, imagine, like, you found out your daughter died and had a, like, a funeral's supposed to be a time where you say goodbye to your loved one, right?
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, wait, finding out one day, oh, we already buried your daughter and we already said
Yeah.
goodbye. Like, what? Nothing left for you to do.
That's a really good point.
Like, I would be so pissed. I would
Yeah.
probably get a heart attack just from that. Not even like that
Yeah.
she's dead, but that like I didn't even get to do anything about it.
I definitely get where you're coming from. At the same time, he is supposed to be someone who has a history with alcoholism, and there's nothing he can do about it, and he's sick. And.
But it's his daughter. I
Yeah.
like, you know what I would do if I were Laurel? I would like be like, hey, Dad, take a field trip to the hospital. And then like while you're in the hospital, so if anything bad happens, you're right there to like keep him alive.
Again, I like Detective Lance, and I think that like the way that these scenes played out were good, but I still don't really know like what they should do with him at this point.
They're probably gonna kill him off by the end of this
Yeah,
season.
I don't see what else they can really do with him. His story seems sort of over, unless he sacrifices himself for something or
I'm guessing as he's dying, he's gonna find out who the arrow is.
Yeah, I can see that. few other things I liked. I'm glad. I was worried most of this episode where they're going after Komodo that Komodo really would be the one who killed Sarah. And so I'm glad that the mystery is sort of kept alive and that it can be something more interesting than this random assassin that we don't
But
know.
we know it's not Thea, though, right?
Do we know for sure?
I mean, we don't know for
It
sure,
seems
but.
less likely, I'll give you that, but we don't. I
Yeah,
don't.
okay. We don't know for sure, but it's less
Yeah.
likely.
It seems semi unlikely. But I did like the ending thing with Thea.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Thea turns bad and Ollie has to kill her. I think that would be something that we haven't seen yet. That would be.
I definitely want her to go bad. I don't know if I want to go as far as he has to kill her, but it's a possibility.
Well, I mean, like, I like her character. I don't mean, like, I want her to die, but I feel like if someone turns bad, I mean, that's the only way direction it can go, unless, like, she turns bad and then turns good. I don't know, but.
Do you think they'll bring Slade back this season?
I hope so, but I don't think so.
I mean, he's definitely gonna come back at some point because they didn't kill him off, which makes me pretty clear
I
that
think
he's.
the writers just put him in that vault, so if they run out of ideas, they
Yeah.
can bring him back out.
Well, let's be okay. So there's two options, right? Either he's gonna get out and team up with another person, or he's gonna get out and help Ollie to beat someone bigger. Those are the two things that they always do with
Well,
that
they
kind of.
could do like a Suicide Squad show, and he could like
Yeah.
come out and
That would
team
be
with them.
kind of cool. Yeah, I'd be on board for that. Definitely, a show starring him, I think, would be awesome.
Yeah, a show starting like Suicide Squad, and they have an episode where they have to fight Flash and Arrow, and then oh, it would be so
That
cool.
would be
So I'm like
cool.
having yeah imagination problems now. I'm so excited about things that are probably not gonna happen.
I did think Komodo worked as like a good creepy villain. He didn't really do a whole lot, but he was cool. The action I thought was pretty cool with the motorcycle like dual thing. Did you have any other negatives or positives or
No,
what did you think
I
of the
think.
flashbacks?
I don't know. First of all, I love seeing Tommy.
Yeah, me too.
I love that.
Tommy's one of my favorites, so that was nice, but they felt very random to me. It
It
didn't.
was random. Like, why did it? Usually the flashbacks, I've really the last past seasons I've actually loved the
Yeah,
flashbacks
me too.
because they're also relevant to what's happening in the present.
Yeah.
But I felt like this one was, I don't know, maybe we'll learn something later.
Yeah.
And this is just kind of a setup for that. And if that's the case, that's fine. But if this is just like its own story, like they decided to show us this.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know, when he got onto his email, like why did it go to Tommy and not to like his mom?
Yeah, I
Or
don't.
like why did Tommy get that notification?
Yeah, it seems odd. I thought that I hope they have more interesting plans for the flashbacks in this season, 'cause right now I'm really not on board with them. They seem like they're just there because they feel like they have to do them.
Yeah, actually, so I would give this episode an A minus.
Yeah,
If the
me too.
flashbacks were good, I would probably give it an A. Like, if the flashbacks were really good, then it would be an A.
Yeah, for
But
me, the only reason I'm giving it an A minus is the Diggle stuff and the flashbacks.
yeah, the whole naming the kid Sarah was really weird. Like, I think they were expecting the audience to go, aww, but I was like, eh.
I mean, the whole idea was that it was supposed to have like huge ramifications throughout all the characters, and the only people that I really bought were Laurel and Oliver. I think that sort of shows maybe an issue with them building connections between the other supporting characters. Because we have a lot of good supporting characters that interact with Oliver, but we don't have a lot of like, I guess the only people that I really feel are connected are like Diggle and Felicity, but I'd want some more. I want some more. We got a tiny bit of like Felicity and Roy. I want like more of that and more Roy and Diggle and all that kind of
People
stuff.
are saying that Roy and Felicity are gonna get together.
Felicity's with everybody.
We just need Felicity to
Poor Laurel must feel bad about herself.
Well, because Laurel's. Ugh, I hate that character. This is the only episode I've ever liked her, and this is the last one.
Poor Laurel. So we both gave it an A minus, getting to
Yeah.
Gotham. All right, so is Gotham the one we're gonna argue the most?
Okay, so you're giving Gotham a B minus. I would give it a B. So it's not like
Okay.
that much of a big difference. There are just some little things that I disagree with.
I really hope this week's is better.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah, 'cause I'm losing faith, man. I don't know. There's some good things. I thought the penguin stuff was great this episode, and it was different from what we've been seeing.
Okay, so this whole, yeah, I agree. This whole episode I think the penguin was my favorite
Yeah,
part.
me too.
And I love that he's going up the ladder.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's the restaurant manager, which seems like nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I loved the ending with him with the cannolis. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. No, that was fun. And just how he outsmarted so many people and did that whole thing, that worked for me. And I also liked his interactions with Gordon and how he's sort of going to be like, I don't know why he's helping Gordon, but for some reason he's doing it, and it's interesting.
We've kind of got the manipulating
Yeah.
from Penguin, so I don't think he's doing anything randomly. I think
Yeah.
everything is kind of well thought out.
Yeah. So he's working for me. The thing is, I feel like he and Fish kind of have the same role in that they're both supposed to be like lower people trying to manipulate their way to the top, but Penguin is just working a lot better for me.
Well, no, what I think Fish is not in the top, but she's higher up than the Penguin
She
is.
is higher up, but she still is seeking to get higher and seeking to overthrow the other people, and like, I don't know. Fish just isn't, she's a little bit too zany for me lately. I really liked her in the pilot, but especially after she went after Falcone's like girl in the last episode, I was just like, that just seems like a really bad move. That like, and how did he not go after her after that? It just seems silly. But
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so some things that I did like, I liked the whole Arkham thing and how people are sort of vying for Arkham, and how that sort of shook out, and the whole idea of the building up of the gang war.
I like that too.
I liked Maroni. He's working for me.
Oh, you like the fish tryouts?
I mean, they were okay.
Honestly, the only part, like, this episode, I didn't really like any of the fish
Yeah.
stuff, and I didn't like the stupid weapon the guy was using.
Yeah.
Everything else I thought was okay, but I think
Yeah.
that's where, yeah.
Well,
And then
okay,
also,
so.
I don't like Barbara, but that's it.
Yeah, okay, well, so the part of the fish thing that I didn't like that I have in the cons area is I just feel like all the lesbian stuff to me seems really shoehorned, and it's like trying to appeal to a male demographic that's gonna be like, ooh, look at the lesbians. It just, like, it doesn't feel like they're really doing it in like a progressive way. It just feels like, oh, look how sexual Fish is with her lesbianism. And like,
Yeah, no, I agree. Actually, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, in other shows, for example, like all the Shonda Rhimes shows where you see a lot of lesbians and gay, characters,
Yeah.
it doesn't seem like they're doing it for a reason. It's just like normal people
Yeah.
happen to be like characters who happen to just be gay, whereas this is
Yeah.
like kind of shoving it down your throat, like,
Yeah.
no pun intended, but
Yeah, even the fact that they like had the line from Barbara being like, "Is it because she's a woman?" It's like putting a big exclamation point on like lesbian issue. Like, I don't know. It's I don't know. I hated that whole thing.
no, I hated that whole
I'm
storyline, to be
so
honest.
not a fan of Barbara, and I'm so don't care about their relationship, and it's a problem. I'm just Gordon really needs some actual development. I don't know.
I don't like Gordon with Barbara,
Yeah.
but I don't dislike
The
Gordon.
thing is, okay, so I'm not saying I wrote Gordon as flat as a con. That doesn't mean that I dislike him. I think the actor's doing fine with it, and I think he's likable, but I don't feel like we've gotten any like real character growth or development beyond I am a good guy who wants to do good. I would like more depth there.
I want more depth too,
Yeah.
I agree. And I don't like Barbara either, and I thought that whole storyline was
Yeah.
stupid and waste. I would rather have seen something else happening more exciting.
Yeah. The other thing is, so for me, even though I'm interested in the gang war, something that I feel like is a problem right now is that like if a gang war broke out, there's like pretty much nobody that could die that I'd be like really upset about. Because they're not gonna kill Gordon and they're not gonna kill Penguin, so it's like they talk all about how oh everybody's gonna die, everybody's gonna die. I'm like, well, who's gonna die that I'm gonna like? Because we're not seeing the ordinary citizens, because I don't like Barbara, makes
Well,
it so.
they can't kill off Barbara. You know that Gordon's married to her later on.
I'm trying to remember. His love life is all over the place, but so I don't remember exactly how that goes. But I guess yeah. I don't know who they could kill that would
They
make
could kill off
me.
Fish because
Yeah, they could kill off Fish, but I wouldn't care. Like I'm not gonna. I'm even okay. So even if you enjoy Fish, are you like emotionally invested in
No,
Fish?
the only person that if they died I would care would be Gordon.
Yeah.
It would be
They
Harley. I wouldn't.
Harvey, you mean?
Oh yeah, sorry,
Yeah.
Harvey, not Harley.
Yeah.
No, Harvey, not because I necessarily, have an emotional thing for him, but I like this character and I think it's needed.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want him to die,
Yeah.
and I wouldn't want Penguin to die, and I wouldn't want Catgirl.
Oh yeah, Selena. I keep forgetting Selena's even around. Selena, I'd be really upset if she died. Obviously, she's not going to though. Selena, I really like. Bullock, I think they could get me really invested in. I'm like sort of there, but they need more time with him. So I'd be upset if Bullock died. I'd be upset if Gordon died, and if Selena died, and if Penguin died. But
But
everybody else.
they're not gonna kill off. I honestly think that they're gonna kill off Fish, just because she's not even in the comics.
Yeah, no. She kind of feels like it's like inevitable that she's gonna fail, which may it takes a lot of the wind out of it. I also think, oh, I could be upset if they killed Alfred, which if they wanted to really go against things, that could be interesting.
They're gonna kill off Bruce.
I mean, I could totally see them killing off Alfred and having Gordon take Bruce in. I mean, it would be a big change from the comics, but I could see them
Or maybe there's another Alfred. They kill this one, and then
if Alfred number two, his brother.
yeah, 'cause they would name two brothers the same.
What did you think of Bruce in this episode?
You disliked him? Wait, what did Bruce do this episode
He
that you
did.
didn't?
Okay, it's not that I disliked him, it's just that I feel like he's not doing anything.
But is he really supposed to do anything?
Well, I'm just sick of seeing him sitting around in his living room talking to Alfred about nothing and whining. I don't. It's his stuff isn't working for me.
Parents died, okay? He has a reason to whine.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch it. I like honestly. Well, the thing is, like, oh, so we didn't have any Selena in this episode. I would have been so much more happy if he was gone for a week, and Selena was here. We haven't really got we.
Why are they showing Bruce so much? I don't have a reason. I don't dislike Bruce, but they shouldn't be showing him too much,
Yeah,
right?
my thing is, yeah, the thing is, I'm not saying, like, I hate Bruce, he shouldn't be on the show, but I think he should be on, like, every second or third episode. He shouldn't be in every week. It gets to be too repetitive if he's in every week, because it's just him, like, looking at the news and being like, oh, I don't like this, I will become Batman, and I don't know.
Also, are they gonna have, like, the thing is, I love the Penguin, but are they gonna have him in every episode, you think?
Almost everyone. The other thing it was funny because we got near the end of the episode and I was like, "Hey, Penguin hasn't killed anyone all episode," and then it like revealed that he killed like 20 people. Kind of want to do like a running total of how many people he's killed. He hasn't gotten past an
Yeah,
episode.
but these people that he killed weren't random.
Yeah, I know, I
That's
know.
why I didn't mind. When he just was like, I want those shoes, kill. Like, that seems kind of.
I know. It was better this week, but I still think it's if he's. I don't want him to kill people every single episode. But let's talk about Shield. Unless you have anything else you want to say about Gotham.
No, I think we're
Yeah.
all set with Gotham.
Yeah. So Shield, I really don't actually have that much to say about this week. It was kind of a bleh episode. I don't think it was bad. It was just kind of boring.
Like nothing happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, we had some setup for next week. The biggest thing was the whole thing of Coulson wanting May to say that she'd kill him if things went off in the wrong direction, and that like he'd want her to take over Shield. But they really focused on May, who's our least favorite character, and they didn't really do much to change my opinion of it.
I love Sky, though, by the
I
way.
do too. Sky's gotten so good. I still love Fitz. I thought his little plot was working.
I would have liked to see more Simmons. Something with
Yeah,
Simmons.
no, we should have gotten more Simmons. Did you get? I completely forgot this until I read it on a website that they were using technology Black Widow used in Winter Soldier.
Right, I saw. I didn't know that until you mentioned that
Yeah,
either.
the whole thing with the face stuff to
Yeah.
change their face, I totally missed that. That's really cool. Especially because they didn't like make a big deal out of it; they just did it.
Yeah. They
So,
weren't like, oh my god, the same technology
yeah,
Black Widow used.
exactly. So I thought that was great. I like
That's
that.
something Gotham would probably
Yes, that is
do.
definitely something they would do. Though actually, I thought that Arrow kind of did something Gotham would do at the end of the episode where Laurel's like picking up the jacket and looking at it and being like, "Yeah, I'm gonna put this jacket on."
That's true.
Yeah, so that was silly. But okay, so but in the Shield, I did like Fitz's thing. I thought there were some nice moments with May and Coulson, but I still think she's kind of bleh.
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why is Coulson going in the field? Was no one else qualified enough to go with May?
The idea, I guess, is that it's super secret and he's keeping all the secret about the writing from the rest of the team. But I don't really know why he's keep like why didn't he just send Sky and Mayan together? I don't really know. I agree, it is kind of dumb that he's out in the field.
It doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah. So I'm so would you grade this lower than I would? I have it as a B. I might go. Well, the
The
thing
thing is,
is.
there weren't so many things wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's just there was nothing right with
Yeah.
it. It was kind of
Yeah.
just like a blah episode. It felt kind of like a filler.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I would have put it as B minus, except that that would put it on the same level as Gotham for me. And I definitely enjoyed S.H.I.E.L.D. more than Gotham this week. So I don't know. Maybe I'll put Gotham at C plus and this at B minus.
I would keep it a B,
Yeah.
I think. Oh, but then that means I liked it. Like I no. Oh damn, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to compare. I was also trying to figure out why I gave S.H.I.E.L.D. such more of a break than I feel like I'm giving Gotham at this point. It's because like definitely like a couple episodes into S.H.I.E.L.D. it was pretty boring, but I was enjoying it. I was having more fun, whereas I feel like I think,
You mean season one of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
yeah, I
Oh, I
was,
stopped wa I thought it was horrible. I
yeah.
stopped watching it for a
I was
while.
having fun with it. I knew it was flawed, but I was still like having fun every week. And whereas I feel like maybe it's that Gotham is trying so hard to be cool that it's just I'm also just I was even from early on, I was more into the characters on S.H.I.E.L.D. than I am on Gotham. I just think they're more likable.
So yeah, I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Right now I agree. But when I
Yeah.
first started watching Arrow, I didn't think that. I mean, not Arrow, excuse me.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Shield.
Yeah.
I didn't think that way. I didn't think the characters were that interesting. I didn't care about Sky. I didn't care
Yeah.
about May. I went in only caring about Coulson, and after watching him for two episodes, I thought he was really boring. I have, even with the flawed characters of Gotham, I don't
Yeah.
know why, kind of like I notice their flaws, but I still kind of go along with it.
Yeah. I think if maybe if I was watching season one of S.H.I.E.L.D. and season one of Gotham together, maybe I'd have more of an issue with S.H.I.E.L.D. I think it's that now I'm watching Gotham in the context of all these other shows that are like either, you know, Arrow and S.H.I.E.L.D. are sort of, you know, in their zone now mostly, and Flash is, you know, hitting the ground kind of running.
Flash also has kind of Arrow to work off
Yeah,
of.
exactly.
Whereas Gotham kind of went in alone,
Yeah.
solo.
Yeah, I hope that it picks up. And you know, it's not I don't think it's a bad show. It's just I don't I think it's progressively just making me think it's just not the show for me.
Are
And
you gonna stop watching it?
I'm not planning on stopping walking anytime soon. I think I'll definitely give it to the end of the season, and then if I still feel this way, then maybe I'd stop watching
My
it. But
brother loves this show.
well, I'm glad.
Loves. It's like
Yeah.
his favorite show on TV. I don't understand. It's just he loves everything Batman, so it's
Yeah,
not.
that's
But no,
fun.
he loves the Penguin. He's like
Yeah.
the best character. And I'm like, you're right about that. He is the best character on the show.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your Constantine. Did you
Yeah.
watch the pilot?
No, it's just that I wanted to mention because it's coming out this week.
Oh, right. Never mind.
It's
Okay, never mind.
debuting on Friday, so that means next week we should probably talk
Oh,
about
God,
it.
another Friday show.
Yeah. So we'll at least give the pilot a shot, and talk about it next podcast, and we'll see what we think of it and if we want to continue talking about it every week.
Yeah, I'll try to watch the
Yeah.
pilot.
Yes. I'm gonna give the pilot a shot if I don't know.
Watch it be like the best show ever.
I mean, that's
You
kind of what I've been hearing, actually. I've been hearing people say it's the best pilot of the bunch.
really?
So maybe it's better than the trailer suggests. You'll see.
Anything else?
Not really. I'm ready to go into the ending here if you are.
Ending time.
All right. So if they want to contact us, they can follow us at SSJPod. Where can they email us?
They can email us at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com.
Yep. And if you want to check out our blog, it has all our episodes on there. It's smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. That also has our Twitter link right on there and an email thing right on there too. Also, please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes by searching Small Screen Justice. We'd love to hear from you guys. We're building an audience slowly but surely, and we'd love to have a feedback section if you guys want to throw in your thoughts on the episodes.
Yeah, tell us if we're annoying or stupid or you disagree or you agree or anything. Just
Yep.
tell us.
All right. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye, guys.